हरे कृष्णा। आवर कनेक्शन विथ कृष्णा इज नॉट जस्ट कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल बट ऑल्सो कॉग्निशनल। वी आर ऑल द वन ऑफ द फंडामेंटल टीचिंग्स ऑफ द भगवद्गीता इज दैट वी आर ऑल कनेक्टेड विद द होल। द यूनिवर्स इज नॉट फ्रैगमेंट कंप्राइज ऑफ फ्रैगमेंटेड डिसजॉइंटेड पार्टिकल्स जस्ट रैंडमली मूविंग अराउंड इन सम डिसरिलेशन। इट्स ऑल integrated as the energy of the whole, and we are parts, eternal parts of that whole. That is what we are made of spiritually. So constitutionally, by our very makeup, by our very natural innate position, we are connected with Krishna as his parts. The Bhagavad Gita in 15.7 states, mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhutah sanatanah, that we are all Krishna's parts eternally. This is our constitutional position. We are related with Krishna intimately as a part is related with the whole. Say, as a hand, as a finger is related with the body. Now we may say, but I don't feel any connection with Krishna. Why is that? Yes, we have to understand that our connection with Krishna is not physical. Because we ourselves are not physical beings. We are spiritual beings. And Krishna is also a spiritual being. And to be spiritual essentially means the defining energy of the soul is consciousness. So, our connection with Krishna is not physical, it is cognitional. It is through our cognition, it is through our awareness, through our desires, through our intention, through our attraction, ultimately through our devotion. And because it is cognitional, if our cognition, if our consciousness is directed towards something other than Krishna, then we don't feel the connection with Krishna. Although we are connected with Him, we don't feel the connection with Him. And the same verse 15.7 states, in the second half, Manashashthani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karshati, that Manaha, mind, Shashthani Indriyani, that along with the mind, there are five other senses, total six senses. Prakriti sthani, in this material world, karshati, one struggles, one suffers. So essentially Krishna is telling in this verse that actually we are his eternal parts, but if we don't act as his parts, then we innately seek pleasure. And where will we seek pleasure? We will seek pleasure through our senses, through our mind. And they will, the mind and senses will tell us, come on, enjoy this, come on, enjoy that, come on, try that. And in pursuing these things, what we will get is karshati. We'll struggle, we'll suffer, we'll be miserable. Why karshati? Because the material worldly objects are difficult to get. Even if we get, they give very fleeting pleasure and soon they are taken away from us. And in this process, trying to find happiness, in find lasting happiness in that which gives only fleeting happiness, we struggle and suffer. So, the process of Bhakti Yoga is meant to help us understand that whatever it is that our mind and senses are attracted to, whatever attractiveness they have, that is just a spark of Krishna's all attractiveness. So our cognition we need to direct from the worldly objects towards Krishna. And Bhakti Yoga is a time-honored process for redirecting our consciousness from the world to Krishna. To the extent we do this, to the extent we redirect our consciousness towards Krishna, to that extent we will be able to move forward steadily and realize and relish our connection with Krishna. Because Krishna is unlimited, connection with Him will gradually fill us with unlimited, unending, supreme happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.